A leading dermatologist has hit out at a growing online trend whereby children as young as 7 adopt complex skincare routines. It's a global phenomenon with teenage influencers and preteens, many with tens of thousands of followers on social media, leading the way. Tonight, Primetime delves into the world of the skin influencer. Kerry Doyle joins me now in studio. Good morning, Kerry. How did this report come about?
Yes, so we have been looking at a new craze that is really taking the world by storm. We are seeing as young as 7 using anti-aging and expensive skincare as part of a social media trend. So this mainly involves Generation Alpha, which is the new generation of kids born after 2010. So we are talking 14 and younger. And what's happening is they are seeing older influencers using lists of products on their faces, often exfoliating products, and they want to copy this from home. So we spoke to Sophie Deedy, who is 14 from Waterford, and she shared with us how she got into this trend.
When I was 12, I was on TikTok and I was seeing influencers put stuff on their skin, and I thought it was a good idea to go buy products. And then that kind of got me into it, and then I put it on my skin and then I was breaking out.
It's worth repeating again, Kerry. We're talking about children as young as 7 here in some cases. Are there any particular stories that stood out for you during the research?
Yes, well, we spoke to a lot of young people over the course of this research. We had one 10-year-old who shared her full skincare routine with us, which included trendy products like a lip mask and a facial mist. We also spoke to young people who had great success on social media, building a following. We spoke to Ava Blackmore, who was 13 from Dublin, and she got popular for her Get Ready With Me skincare videos and now has 75,000 followers on her TikTok. In the piece she shares with us, she actually had a bad reaction to a toner that is very big on social media.
And skincare products are not cheap. How are brands and the beauty industry responding to this growing interest among young children in skincare?
Well, we're seeing brands collaborate with children's movies. We are seeing bright neon colours and cartoons on their bottles, all of which are a huge pull for Generation Alpha. We saw a report from Grandview Research last year predicted the children's personal care market globally will grow by more than 6% between now and 2030. So it's definitely a growing market.
And they want to be in there. Is there anything stopping young people from buying the products?
Yes, well, efforts have been made worldwide to prevent young people from accessing harsh products. In California, they tried to pass a bill to ban anti-aging products for under 13s, but it didn't go through. In Sweden, a popular pharmacy chain had tried to set an age limit of 15 on advanced skincare products, and they were successful at doing so. Ireland is following the new EU retinol restrictions that are coming in at the end of this year, but there are no further regulations in Ireland.
Anti-aging products being used by children as young as 13. We've talked about a leading dermatologist. What are the experts saying about this trend?
Yes, well, there are two elements to this. There is the psychological and then there is the dermatological. So we spoke to child psychotherapist Dr. Coleman Nochter, and he first got introduced to this trend when his 11-year-old daughter asked for skincare for Christmas last year. He told us that he was worried that childhood is shrinking and that children are being introduced to concepts much earlier. We also spoke to leading consultant dermatologist Dr. Rosemary Coleman, who is very concerned.
I think it's absolutely shocking. I think it's very worrying. I think we're just encouraging children to become more and more self-obsessed. We're adding to anxiety allowing this, and we're causing problems with their skin as well.
Let's talk cost. How much does this all cost? And it's a cost for presumably for parents and guardians.
Yes, well, parents have told us this is a very expensive trend. The cost of products changes from brand to brand, where some are marketing themselves as more affordable and others more expensive and premium. Primetime has seen a new report from the Department of Dermatology, Tala University Hospital, which is set to be released next month. And they say the average cost of a product, which is promoted in a video related to tween skincare, is £28.39. However, for a lot of children, their routines can consist of multiple products.
Kerry, thank you very much. And your report can be seen after the 9 o'clock news tonight on Primetime. That's Kerry Doyle.